Our special guest is my great friend Adam Gross, and Adam has been very busy here recently. Well, he's been very busy all the time. That's what they do at Ivy Tech. They're constantly busy. He's the vice chancellor of Ivy Plus Career Link and is pinch hitting for the chancellor today. Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to yourself. Great to hear from you on this lovely rainy day out here on campus.
Tell me about your umbrella-making capabilities there on the west side. I tell you what, Adam, in the last 10 minutes, I went from being able to see down to Lincoln Street, sitting high atop One City Center here. I can usually see to Dunn's Woods. I can see just enough. I can get to Washington Street now. That's how foggy it is, and as you mentioned, the rainy, dreary day, but we don't have to shovel rain, so I think that makes me not as happy as vitamin D, but it does make me happy.
Yeah, it's certainly it's foggy here, so I'm not sure we need the umbrella, but our automotive program can teach you how to install those fog lights.
There you go, and please turn your lights on, people. That would help us see you in all of this. Well, Chancellor Coyne is busy. The new year has that tendency, so it's great that you are pinch hitting for us today. And on top of all the busy things that are going on campus, well, they've got you writing articles for the HT as well. We'll start there today for those folks who did not have a chance to see it. Well, the emerging industry that is heading in this direction, we know the county, the city, the university, Ivy Tech, everybody is growing. And you have some thoughts on how that's, well, exchange is in change exchange. I'm going to get this right at some point. I should start working for them. What is it?
It's enhanced.
Enhanced. Yeah, see, so. I want to call it exchange. I don't know why. But all of these great things are happening, and Ivy Tech is right in the middle of it, just as you've been for the last 10 to 15 years, talking to local businesses of what they need. How can we provide workers? How can we do all this? What would you have to tell everybody in the HT, buddy?
Yeah, so we're excited. We're going to be partnering with Enhanced Semiconductors as they move to Bloomington. So they're an established company. They've been repackaging semiconductors for many years already. So they take semiconductors from Intel and others and then take them and use them in new ways. In particular, they've got some great partnerships growing with our Department of Defense, so to support those working with the Department of Defense and working in the military. So what they do is they take semiconductors, repackage them into different components for applications, and test them and supply those military capabilities. So we're excited to announce that we're going to be helping them with a lot of training. They need a lot of employees, hundreds of employees, and we want to be their training provider. So we're going to work with them. So we're actually going to build out a great semiconductor microelectronics space right here on campus, right at our Indiana Center for Life Sciences. So we've got a little corner of our manufacturing suite that we're going to devote to a great semiconductor training space. It'll have a clean room so the students can get that practice using the clean room space. It'll have a lot of different hands-on lab equipment so that they can get a lot of great experience troubleshooting things, building like different lines. It's a lot of robotic work, so these students are going to be working with robots to help package those semiconductors. But of course, you know, knowing the robots and how to use them and the layout is one thing, but you got to know the science behind it all as well. So we're going to have a lot of electrical classes built in so that they're learning the basics of those basics of electricity, so they can do a lot of testing, a lot of little research there, so that they can be prepared and know the whole life cycle of that semiconductor and how to package them for use.
And it seems obviously like a no-brainer partnership. You bring them in. What does the business community need? Well, here's what we need. How do you pay for and build this lab, for lack of a better word? Who's going to help you design this and make sure you get all the things you need to do in there? That's very fascinating.
Yeah, we actually have some great partners that through some grants that we have assembled. So we've got a large commitment coming our way that we'll be able to. It's the grant's going to pay for all that startup equipment, so everything we need to get that clean room and training space established. We've got some staff, right? Some outreach. We need to be able to get out into high schools to teach students and get engaged with them so they know that this is a growing industry. We're going to be hiring some faculty under that grant as well to teach the classes, so they'll have some great experience that they'll bring. They're going to build out that curriculum, so it's going to be a 7-class curriculum, 24-credit certificate, so something that a student can earn in 1 year. But then it pairs into many of our other industrial-related programs, so a lot of our manufacturing programs, rather. where they'll be able to earn that 1 year microelectronic semiconductor certificate and then continue on even afterwards and earn a full 2 year associate degree in a variety of manufacturing fields so that they can earn a job at the Enhanced or others that will be following along and also growing with the company so that they can get some promotions, earn and learn, and move up in within the company.
Adam Gross is our guest today. We're talking about Enhance and the Ivy Tech partnership that goes with that. Do you feel, Adam, that this is just the foundation for the partnership here? Do you sense this growing as they grow over the years? What is your, I don't want to say the crystal ball because you can't predict the future, but this to me sounds like a really good starting spot, but something that has room for growth.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do our best to predict, but this is definitely one that we know is going to be a wide-ranging partnership. So we've already had discussions with them, right, start with this certificate, right, get the students started there. But, you know, we have a lot of established success helping support companies with similar pathways, but also you know, even in our skills-based classes. So as companies come to us and need additional support, say they need you know, like a soft skills class or leadership development, we have that ability to build out a wide range of training. So everything from these non-credit classes, so just get the topics that they need to upskill a group of employees to these academic pathways. And then we're also eager, we're talking with them about an apprenticeship program where students would take some classes with us in our labs, in our classrooms with our instructors, but then also continue that learning when they're on the job, right? So they're going to be earning jobs right away, working at Enhanced right away. So there's some great things that they'll learn right there on site. We've got a great apprenticeship model that will be able to support that ongoing training and support for the industry.
Yeah, we knew when we needed medical people in that area, that exploded. So whatever you guys need in the business world, let Adam and the gang know at Ivy Tech and they'll get them trained up for you. And some great publicity today as well, Indiana Public Media. Front page headlines, employers and Ivy Tech partner for affordable free college and skills training. Well, that's been going on a little bit here. That just didn't get started, but that's another great way to get involved. And, well, tell us how that works, buddy. So if somebody wants to, again, get a certificate program or you have all the options to do this.
Yeah, we're adaptable, right? That's what we want. We're here to serve the community, serve the industry partners. So we just, Indiana Public Media just released a great article that featured two of our key partners that we've been working with for a number of years. So Cook Medical, of course, and TASIS right next door. So two partners right in our same neighborhood, literally our neighbors. We have worked with them for a whole wide variety of things. Again, they have approached us for a number of things that include everything from supporting their engineering team through some project management training so that as their team grows, they want to be project management professional certified, which is an industry certification. We were able to offer that class on site. And then breaking that down to, again, we offered a number of soft skills leadership classes for both TASIS and Cook. But the article really showcases a great way that they're using our Retrieve Your Degree model so that they are using some state financial aid, free aid scholarships, a grant that allows a student to earn that 1 year certificate for free. The state's willing to pay for that first year so that these students and employees being sponsored by the companies are able to get a lot of introductory skills that get them into those high-paying jobs and some great jobs out there in the community.
Oh, it's never a dull moment, is it, Adam? Well, how do you find time? How do you find time to talk to me on the radio when you guys are when you guys are this busy? My goodness!
Answer emails while I'm talking.
Well, that's completely legal. Why would we not be multitasking? Adam Gross is the vice chancellor of Ivy Plus Career Link and is pinch hitting for the chancellor today. Spring classes—they're up and running. They started last Tuesday on January 16th, and we know this first 8 weeks is off and running, almost a full weekend. The next time we are going to open the 8 week doors, that's going to be in March. We can start registering for those classes now, can't we?
We sure can. So it's a great day to be on campus, just even with that fog and rain outside. Beautiful inside here, a lot of activity. I was just down in our student commons grabbing lunch, and the room was packed. We had a lot of our nursing students working together on some studying and whatnot. So, yeah, registration is open. Our next semester, this next term, really, next 8 weeks, starts March 18th, so just after our spring break. Now is the perfect time to come in, make an appointment with our team, and really start getting some guidance on, you know, where to start, how to pay for it. We're here to help them, so we've got a great financial aid team that's here to help give them some direction and some guidance on how to pursue and find all that great free aid that's out there. And then our enrollment team's here to support them and help guide them, work one-on-one with their students and prospective interested students to really connect them to classes that they're interested in, and really be that our career coaches are here to help guide them on what careers are out there and what would be a great fit for our students and future students.
And Tuesdays are always busy at the Tech, and the final Tuesday of each month is even busier. Tell me what's going on next Tuesday as we are getting closer and closer to saying goodbye to January and moving on to February.
Yeah, so that final Tuesday next week, Tuesday, January 30th, we're going to have a great Tuesday at the Tech event. It's going to be focused in we've got our next level jobs information session that day, so that one's going to be focused in on our nursing program. So those that want to start a nursing career, we got to take some classes to get there. So we're going to have some great resources available to help show them all the opportunities, right? Nurses are in every medical facility, so a lot of different career paths they can go with, even within nursing. So we'll have some team on hand to help give a lot of great guidance and really just kind of talk through what the first steps are. So come on campus. We've also got virtual options there, so we want to really promote that and get students engaged.
Tuesdays at the Tech are every Tuesday, and you can go online to make a reservation, sign up so they know you're coming, so they can show you around and tell you how it's going. Career coaches, academic coaches, everything can help. And then the final Tuesday of each month is the Next Level Jobs Information Session, and we'll have a new topic for the end of February. Well, we've just gotten back to school in the second semester, but you've already been busy. Last Saturday, you had the Science Olympiad in town. How did that go, and who was over there Olympiading?
Yeah, so Science Olympiad's a great Saturday on campus. It brings a lot of high school students in onto campus to do a lot. It's a competition, so a lot of science-based competition, so a lot of different fields that they're doing different competitions on. So we had about 90 high school students. They came from Bloomington North and Bloomington South. They did that competition, and Bloomington North was the winner this year. So everything from some chemical forensics, they made some airplane work to really test a few things. So it was just a well-rounded contest that we're so happy to support. We had some faculty and staff there judging the different elements of the contest and helping as volunteers and getting everyone where they need to be. So 90 on a Saturday was a busy day.
I would say it's a busy day. And it was freezing outside, so I'm glad everybody was inside having some fun, gaining some knowledge and all the great things that go along with that. The Center for Lifelong Learning, if you don't want to be a professional student per se, there are still ways Ivy Tech can keep you involved.
Yeah, there's always a lot of enrichment out there. So, in addition to all those great academic programs, we've got some our Center for Lifelong Learning, which takes a lot of our labs, a lot of our facilities, and just offers classes in new and unique ways at the request of the community. So we've got some upcoming classes that we wanted to highlight. So we've got a photography, a beginning and intermediate Photoshop class that starts on January 29th, so there's still time to enroll. So we've got folks there that will guide students on how to get started with that Photoshop work and all the different elements of using Photoshop, so taking photos, manipulating them, and making them into new and creative things. We also have some finance, so for those looking to plan for retirement, we've got a class that starts on February 28th and 29th to help give some guidance on how to get to that retirement. But then all throughout, if you go to ivytech.edu/CLL, there's always new classes that we're adding. So we've got some culinary arts classes coming up that we'll be releasing, so a lot of great basic classes is there, really just to get some basic cooking skills and really learn some new techniques and trying some new foods.
Well, it's a new year, right? Let's turn over a new leaf. Those resolutions can't be done just yet, can they? No. How about this resolution? Why don't we give blood this year?
Always want to give back, right? It's Red Cross is always in need of donors, and we wanted to support the Red Cross in that work. So we have them come campus quite frequently, so we give them some space right here on the main campus in a space called Lampkin Hall, so a little multi-use hall that we have. So we're going to be on February 15th and February 16th. Come on by. So February 15th from 1 to 6, they'll be on campus, and the next day, that Friday, they'll be here from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on campus. So come and give and sign up at the Red Cross's website. Just have to search for our zip code, and you'll be able to sign up ahead of time.
Excellent job as always, Adam. Super pinch hitter this week for Chancellor Coyne. And if people would like more information on all the things that we've been talking about, pretty easy. Just pick up the phone or hop on the internet. What are the two best ways to get a hold of the helpers at Ivy Tech?
Yeah, go to our website, ivytech.edu/Bloomington, or give us a call, 812-330-6013, and we'll get you to where you need to be.
I'd say go ahead and take the rest of the day off, but you're way too busy for any of that. Don't work too hard here in 2024, my friend. Stay dry, and I know we'll get caught up with you as January turns into February and we move on down the road. Thanks for the update, buddy. It was great.
Yeah, great chatting with you. Thanks for everything, as always.